So the race for the 2012 Olympics may be just beginning, but already we may have a winner. Remember this name, Oscar Pistorius.
The prosthetic leg that I run on is basically made of three different parts. The socket, which is the customized part that goes over the stump. The foot or the blade, that comprises of about 80 layers of carbon fiber. And then on the bottom, we've just taken a Nike spike plate and stuck it on there just for added grip in the wet, as if you would, you know, for a normal athlete.
45.04! Oh, man!
After years of training, Oscar Spisorius accomplished a feat that many would have thought impossible. Earlier this month, he met the Olympic qualifying standard, and on Monday, he was named to the South African track and field team for the World Championships, which is a precursor for the Olympics. And he did it all on two prosthetic legs. He's a double amputee. Joining us now to talk about the implications of this for athletics and possibly for people with disabilities is Hugh Hare, associate professor and director of the Biomechatronic Group at MIT's Media Lab. He joins us from just outside Cambridge, Massachusetts. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, John.
So I got to figure, you know, we can talk tech. We can talk, what's the physics of his prosthetics. But I got to figure, you sitting there with your two stumps, you got to be pretty thrilled about this, huh?
It's a fantastic human story.
I mean, this is emotionally. I mean, he was born without fibulas, as I understand. You're more strictly speaking an amputee, but in physical terms, what is his capability with these prosthetics?
Well, the prosthetics are not a new invention. They've been available to athletes for about 15 years. They're passive devices. They're simple springs. They don't have a sensor or any muscle-like motor on them. They're not bionic. They're not like the human leg, which has muscles and under neural control. So they're passive devices. But with such a device, Pistorius is able to run very, very fast. He's faster than any person has ever been on these simple springs.
Now, Hugh Hare, you're a professor and director of the Biomechatronic Group at MIT's Media Lab. Would you say the adaptations that Pistorius as an athlete has made to run in these prosthetics is any different than the physical adaptations that an athlete makes to train and run on biological legs?
Well, he doesn't have muscles from the knees down controlling his movement. And because of that, his legs have adapted for that difference. So are his legs precisely like his colleagues out there in the 400-meter event? No. He doesn't have calf muscles, for example. So his engine has to be elsewhere. So his engine is his hip muscles. But one important point is that all the energy that comes in his running gait, that drives his running gait, comes from his muscles, his biological muscles. That is to say, the prosthesis itself is simple and passive. It doesn't have any motor capability at all.
So therefore, he should not be disqualified for having some sort of physical advantage under any circumstances, you believe?
No, people often make the mistake. They have the misconception that this technology that Pistorius is using is a new technology, is a fantastic, glorious, bionic technology. It is not. It's 15 years old. It's a passive, simple spring.
So
Pistorius is an extraordinary athlete using a simple technology.
Do you think that if Pistorius does run in the Olympics as an Olympian up against able-bodied, non-amputee runners and wins a medal or even gets close, that it will transform the development and impetus for new technologies for prosthetics, including some of the things you're working on?
Yeah, I think it will certainly, of course, put the spotlight on prosthetics. And that may unleash more government funding, more private funding that researchers such as myself can use to advance prostheses, to really push the field towards artificial limbs that can truly emulate biological limbs.
And go beyond that. You want to create prosthetics that are better than the biological standard issue.
I do. I do. But a first step, pardon the pun, is emulation of biological function. Once we've achieved that, we can, from that point, venture into this vast new world of human augmentation.
Some would say human biomechatronic cheating.
Cheating or just a natural extension of humankind. We already have many types of devices that augment our capability. Our mobile phones augment our ability to communicate, augment our memory. The bicycle, the car, the motorcycle augment our ability to move very quickly. So we're already surrounded by these extraordinary augmentative technologies. As we march into this century, those technologies will become more and more advanced, more and more intimate with our bodies.
The thoughtful tones of professor and director of the Biomechatronic Group at MIT's Media Lab, Hugh Hare. You are emotional about this, though, Hugh, right?
Absolutely. Back to the Pistorius story. It's an extraordinary story for everyone to bear witness to this person without biological legs from the knee down, using simple springs, achieving such an extraordinary athletic achievement.
Well,
you know, when I was in the 80s, I was a rock climber, and I used artificial limbs to ascend vertical and overhanging walls. And even back then, I was accused of cheating.
Not anymore.
So it's interesting, decades later, that the story is also accused of being of cheating.
Well, it's going to be a great narrative for the 2012 Olympics. Hugh Hare will be watching, as will I, associate professor and director of the Biomechatronic Group at MIT's Media Lab. The story of Oscar Pistorius on artificial legs, qualifying for the South African Olympic team and going to the World Championships. Thanks, Hugh.
Thank you.